This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I don't think that it's a coincidence that the best team in the WNBA has the best play-by-play voice in the WNBA. Sloan Martin joins us here, courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. Sloan, how you been?
Henry, that's a very kind introduction. I am doing great. You're right that winning certainly helps. The moods are great whenever I'm with this team, so can't complain about that.
Yeah, we can't complain about that. This has been a spectacular season to this point. I'm not going to sit here and say that if this team was to falter in the postseason that it was all for nothing, because, look, you got to give props where props are due. They are the best team in the league. Of course, they got a long ways to go to finish the deal, but, man, they have been so strong. And we know that in anything in sports that you got to stay healthy, and right now we're navigating the Nafisa Collier injury, ankle injury, but I got to give it to them. Against Seattle a couple nights ago, that was awesome. That was fun to see. And to see DeJounte Carrington play as well as she did in her debut for the team, how good was that?
It was. You could not have scripted it any better in terms of a debut and how difficult that is to do, Henry, at this point in the season for a team that has so much continuity, that is playing differently, missing its star player, and how do you be yourself, but how do you make sure you're not reticent, but how do you make sure that you're not, you know, trying to overcompensate? There can be so much going through your head, and DeJounte Carrington was exactly herself. If you watch that game, that is her every single night. We're on one side of the floor. She will climb a ladder to viciously block a shot, and then she'll sprint down the floor in about four steps and get a fast break layup. She is an incredibly explosive athlete. First team all defense last year. So she brings some size, aggression, and just competitive fire to this team. And you know, that's something that's just going to vibe really well with this team and head coach Cheryl Reeve. But Henry, you're right. I think that win against Seattle was one of the best wins this season because they were double digit lead changes in this game. Seattle is filled with veterans like Skylar Diggins and Nneka Ogwumike, and to win on the road when they're just exchanging blows throughout this entire game, to finally pull out that victory without Nafisa Collier, when shots were not coming as easily as they normally are because of the gravity she has on the floor, I thought it was a tremendous win for this team.
And against a team that we lost against earlier in the season at Seattle by double digits. So I don't want to call it revenge, but that, because that was the first team we lost to this year, right? That was our first loss of the season.
End of the 9-0 start.
Yeah. Man. And that was a really, really good a good win. I do want to bring up something, though, that concerns me a little bit, okay? And this is with regards to one of my favorites. You know I love me some Elena Smith. Oh, my goodness, man. She is – you know I got – that's my links crushed. But I am concerned, though, because she's extremely talented. She's good defensively. She's good in the pick and roll. She can actually step out and knock down some perimeter shots, too. But the only thing that concerns me about her is in game, if she misses a layup or if she in her, you know, in her mind makes a mistake or something doesn't go her way, she tends to get down on herself. And sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes it can kind of snowball. How do we kind of keep her engaged in terms of mentally staying in the moment and being positive and being focused that way?
You know, that's an interesting observation, Henry. I don't know if I necessarily agree with that. I mean, I definitely think about times where she's like maybe missed a layup and you can tell she's upset at herself. And this is clearly a high achieving type person, someone mm-hmm. who was, you know, cut by the worst team in the league in 2022. And she plays, Henry, every game like that's a fresh wound.
She plays hard. She plays hard every single trip. But like you can see it. Like she wore it the other day. Like she's going to the bench and she's like vocally really like upset about it. And even the earlier game in the season against Seattle, it was a close game and she missed a layup. And then it kind of at the end, kind of later in the game, she just the frustration kind of mounts at times with her, but and I'm not saying that it takes away from her being a really good player because I think she's a great player, but I want her to feel a lot better about herself because in sports there are times where athletes feel like they let the team down, and I hope that she doesn't feel like she lets the Lynx down at all because I think she's fabulous.
You know, I think that's a really interesting point too, Henry, because sometimes you do see it after fouls because sometimes she'll pick them up early and she does an incredible job of playing in foul trouble. But you think about maybe she is wondering about that same exact sentiment you're talking about where it's like we're already so first undersized and shorthanded, especially with Nafisa Collier out for this indefinite amount of time with that right ankle sprain where it's like if I can't be on the floor, that is, you know, going to be letting my team down in a way. So I know that she definitely, you know, tries to stay in games and play without fouling, and that's a big part of her game. But you're right that can be certainly something that surfaces even more so when they are shorthanded the way they are right now.
Yeah, yeah. So I just love her game, and I love the way that everybody's gelling. Bridget Carlton, she steps up when she needs to. Jessica Shepherd, she steps up when she needs to. Courtney Williams, you know, she's never going to lack confidence, even though Kayla McBride didn't shoot it great the other night. You know, when they needed her to make free throws, she made every single one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
9 for 9 in that game, and she sealed the victory. Just imagine, I mean, just what a luxury it is to have someone who is so automatic at the free throw line. Nafisa Collier goes in this group, too, where she's shooting 92% from the foul line this season, a huge jump in her game in that regard. But Kayla McBride especially leads the WNBA in free throw percentage and is as automatic as it gets when she steps to the free throw line, and she wants the ball in those situations. So it is just get the ball to her and let's win the game is pretty much what the game plan is from that point, knowing they're going to be in a free throw battle in some of these close games. But I still, Henry, I know you're right, her numbers don't jump off the page to you against Seattle, but I still am thinking about, and I need someone to do an oral history, a documentary perhaps, about her first half in the 53-point win at Las Vegas right before that Seattle game, where she went 8-for-8 from the three-point line in the first half.
Yeah,
it was one of the most incredible performances and displays of basketball and shooting I have ever seen from someone who is top 10 in WNBA history and three-point make. So she is as lights out as they come.
Yeah. We are talking to Sloan Martin here on the Lake Show News Talk 830-WCCO. As always, we love talking about the Minnesota Lynx. We love talking WNBA basketball because that's what I love to do. Right now, the clear and best team in the league is the Minnesota Lynx. Who do you think is the second best team? Is it the Liberty? Because at times, you know, in sports, I don't care so much about records. Because a team can have a really great record but still not be the best team in the league. I do think that Minnesota right now is the best team. Who do you think is the second best team?
Yeah, the Lynx are definitely the best team in the league. And just to add to that point, Henry, so the New York Liberty entering today are behind them by 5.5 games. They are closer to the number 8 seed as the second place team in the standings than the Lynx at number 1.
Yeah.
So that's just an example of what that gap is looking like right now. You know, the New York Liberty, certainly after they got Emma Mieseman, who is a winner at basically every level, competes for Team Belgium, had played for the Washington Mystics before. She is 6'4". She is a floor spacer, a facilitator, one of the highest IQ players that you will ever come across. So she's brand new to this team. They're also playing shorthanded. Brianna Stewart has been out for a couple weeks here with her own injury, with the Lynx playing the New York Liberty three times over the next basically week, coming starting next week. So that's kind of an interesting quirk of the schedule. So certainly a case to be made for the New York Liberty. Jonquil Jones cannot be overlooked, a former MVP herself. Sabrina Ionescu is the leading scorer in the league after the All-Star break. She has just been on a complete hot streak right now. I would also put the Phoenix Mercury in there too, because you have someone who plays at an MVP level in Alyssa Thomas, who was an Olympian with Team USA, who had this week back-to-back triple-doubles in games this week. So that's a team that you can't overlook either. Those are the ones that really stand out to me. When you look at other teams, you see some definite flaws. The Atlanta Dream, you know, I think are a team that deserves to be up there. They're in the third spot too. But that's what I mean, Henry, where, it, of course, you know, Minnesota, they've lost 5 games this season. That is half as many as the team with the next fewest losses. So it's really the Minnesota Lynx, and to me, you know, the field behind them.
I want to get your take on this because I haven't talked about this on the show at all. But I guess I'll just go ahead and voice my frustration with fans that are totally disrespectful and inappropriate. The whole throwing sex toys onto the floor. I hate it for the game because this is just a negative storyline or headline that's being thrown into the women's game that shouldn't be there. It should always be about the athletes and the game and what they're doing, as opposed to ridiculous nonsense that they didn't ask to be a part of their game. How have you viewed this situation as a broadcaster, maybe versus how the fans have reacted?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, Henry. And, you know, it's funny when you ask, like, as a broadcaster, when it first happened, I thought, okay, how would I handle this when this is not appropriate and you're trying to figure out what's going on and is someone being removed from this game? You're trying to find, you know, the news reporter in me kind of like snaps back into place of wondering, okay, what do I need to know right now? What are we, you know, evaluating? What is happening here? So honestly, kind of mentally preparing to say, you know, could I be in this position? But now that it's happened 2 more times, and I should say today at practice, it looked like we were going to be finishing our scrum with Cheryl Reeve today. And she said, actually, I have one more thing to say. And she wanted to address this issue. And she said, I think is, you know, really the exact right on the thing that should be leading this conversation, Henry. And that is that this is completely inappropriate. It is demeaning. She said it's sexualizing these players. And to me, it's sexual harassment. And, you know, we can talk about, there's reports that there is some crypto company that could be behind this, or at least some folks are claiming responsibility in this. I don't know, you know, how the league has not officially substantiated that and what investigations are going on right now. But it is clearly to me a means of, whether it was intended that way or not, it is intimidation, it is demeaning, and it is harassment. And, you know, even the first time, maybe some folks like found it funny. And I can see that when it happened at a Buffalo Bills game, you're thinking, haha, this is so random. Who would do this, right? But I think within the context of this, it takes on a little bit of a different kind of realm. And then when it happens a couple more times, it's just...
Yeah, I don't find it...
No one wants this.
I never once laughed at it, because to me, and you just hit it on the head, like the sexualizing, and these women go through a lot, and oftentimes they are demeaned. And I don't, like, I stand up for these women because I hate this. I don't know. And maybe it's just me being overly sensitive or negative, but I'm very defensive about it, because I think if it happens in a setting of, like, Bill's Mafia and it's at a tailgate, that everybody chuckles and will laugh it off. But in the midst of an actual game that women are playing, I think that they were, this is intentionally degrading these women, and I hated it.
No, you're completely right.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, too. It's like, that's what I think folks should realize as well, too. It's like, maybe if you had a chuckle the first time and, you know, thought that this was just a silly thing, like, I think when you think about it within the context of what you're talking about, within like the larger scope of what these women do face and how it just is a different conversation than just like a silly random thing happening. I mean, I think you make a great point, and I hope that it stops, honestly, and that there's no more of these kind of copycats or whatever happens to be going on.
Hey, real quick, we got about 45 seconds. Why is the Lynx such a difficult and horrible matchup for the Aces? The Aces aren't what they used to be, but they still got A'ja Wilson. I personally think that they never should have traded. I called it out when it happened. They never should have traded Kelsey Plum. I thought she was a perfect fit for that team. The Jewel Lloyd thing has not worked out.
It has not worked out. And frankly, I don't know if I've seen something like that in the W. Henry, where it felt like a team just laid down and bowed out of the game. I don't know if it was the Minnesota Lynx just bullying them by out-rebounding them, by being more physical, and they were just not able to hang in with this team, but did not expect those last two results. It's a plus 90-something in this three-game series, so we've got one more to go.
Yeah, I'm with you. Hey, Sloan, always a pleasure. I appreciate you giving me some time tonight.
Thanks, Henry. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care. That's Sloan Martin, voice of the Minnesota Lynx. She is the best, joining us here on The Lake Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.